With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the president is dispatching a delegation to Mexico City to deal with the deteriorating U.S.-Mexico border situation.
President Biden has asked Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and White House Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood-Randall to travel to Mexico in coming days to meet with President López Obrador and his team to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
The upcoming visit to Mexico comes amid controversy over the closure of two rail crossings in Texas earlier this week. U.S. officials said the personnel needed to be redeployed to handle high numbers of migrants illegally crossing the border. Mexican businesses warn that the closings are hampering trade. The White House says that President Biden believes serious scrutiny is warranted for the planned acquisition of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The director of the National Economic Council, Lel Brainard, says in a statement that President Joe Biden believes the purchase of a foreign entity, even one from a close ally, appears to deserve serious scrutiny in terms of its potential impact on national security and supply chain reliability. She also indicated that the deal would be reviewed by the secretive Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which includes economic and national security agency representatives, to investigate national security risks from foreign investments in American firms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Pacific storm has pounded parts of Southern California with heavy rain and street flooding, adding to hassles as holiday travel gets underway. Downpours Thursday have targeted coastal Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, swamping areas in the cities of Oxnard, Point Hueneme, and Santa Barbara. This is SRN News. A Christian pastor says there's hope for Egypt.
Noted pastor and evangelist Dr. Michael Youssef tells the Christian Post his recent evangelistic effort in Cairo had an attendance of over 17,000 people. He says that is evidence that amid the darkness, the gospel shines brightest. The 75-year-old pastor of the Church of the Apostles in Atlanta, Georgia, revealed that the November event far exceeded the initial expectation of 6,000. Of those, more than 7,800 put their faith in Christ. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
For many years, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has stipulated that the threat of abortion was a top priority. However, in the face of recent pro-life election setbacks, leading bishops and their lay allies are reassessing how best to move forward. The latest rebuff came last month in Ohio when voters approved a constitutional amendment that ensures access to abortion. This is SRN News. After an interruption yesterday when the Dow Jones Industrials fell some 475 points, all of the markets regained their upper momentum today. We hear more from correspondent Damian Troisi in New York City.
Several strong profit reports helped Wall Street claw back most of its sharp loss from the prior day. The S&P 500 rose 1% Thursday and is back within 1% of its all-time high a day after its worst drop in nearly 3 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.9% and the NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.3%. Micron Technology jumped to one of the market's biggest gains after reporting stronger results than expected. CarMax rose after it beat profit forecasts. Treasury yields were mixed following several economic reports, including one showing the U.S. economy grew by less during the summer than earlier estimated. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.